today we are talking about choosing your friends carefully. Because your friends can become the success, the prosperity, and the blessings that literally manifest into your life. Or your friends can become the same downfall and destructive negative life that you live in your life. Today we are looking at who is a true friend. A true friend is the one that is a friend to the end. A person who cares about you and your well-being. The one who puts you in prayers, praying for you to become the best that God created you to be. Choose your friends carefully. There are people who are your friends during the time when you are playing games of excitement, just like children play games. The game is the excitement moment, or that exciting moment in time that unites the ones who are playing that game. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 to 12, declares unto us that when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Children find each other's company and friendship through games, excitements, etc. But when they overgrow those same games or excitements, that is when they finally turn into their real genetic natural traits of their true nature. My question here is, will these children still be friends when they overgrow or they have overgrown their excitements? I really believe with all my heart that Cain and Abel used to play together, games as children, playing together in that exciting moment of excitement while they were still children. But in a process of time, when they grew into the attitude that reflects their true genetic nature or traits, that is when Cain killed Abel. You may have a girlfriend who fell in love with you because of the excitement of your impressing moves that you make on the dance floor. But when you start to speak about the vision, the dreams, the aspirations that you are trying to achieve in your life, that same girlfriend turns into an enemy of your aspirations and positive goals. Choose your friends carefully, because what glitters and shines under the disco lights and the drums or the beats of the song on the dance floor can become a poisonous snake when you take it into your home where you nurture your future from. Not everything that glitters is compatible with the truth that makes up the vision and the dream of your future. I'll repeat myself and say this. Choose your friends carefully. A true friend is the one that supports the aspirations that makes your life into the best leader and responsible person that you need to become. Let me give you a few examples of fake friendships or friends. Fake friends will always influence their victims into the status of getting him or her drunk. They take advantages of their victims when they are drunk or high on drugs or out of their normal senses. Because nobody is in his normal senses, will do things that brings himself into self-destruction. So to make a person to be self-destructive, you must put alcohol, things that make him or go out of his normal senses. Fake friends make their victims into people that party away all their income, partying from party to party and party to party. They use them as catalyst that enables them to fulfill their excitements and wild fantasies in their lives. Pretending to be there for you when you are succeeding and having money to spend on them. But the moment you hit a crisis, They are the same people, these fake friends, who will turn around and gossip against you, malice, assassinate you, and turn you into a social media presentation of bad news, laughing stock, and comedy, etc. That's why I said, choose your friends carefully.
The teaching you've been listening to has been taken from the syllabuses that are taught in the Visionary School, the African Academy, the Army of Gideon School of Prayer Warriors, and Celebrate Uganda. As I always say, life is a school. When you stop learning, you stop progressing. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo Girls Courthouse here in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, in the Pearl of Africa. Celebrate Uganda. God bless.